You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The topic is a little bit of a twist with what we began last week. We spoke about asking a goy to move muktzah on Shabbos. That was the topic that we spoke about last week. And I want to really point out one thing that was the conclusion of last week's shir. And that is, if you have real muktzah, we'll talk about a klishim lachtel isr later, but if you have real muktzah, the halakha is like this. If it's something that you could move beheter, if there's something that you could move beheter, then you could ask a guy to move it. What does it mean that you could move it beheter? Well, when you move something indirectly, which is tiltul min hatzad, and you're moving it litzorech davar hamoter, right, for example, you want to clear off the table. That's a davar hamoter. So therefore, you want to take the shards of the broken, your kid was playing football in the house, and the football landed on the kitchen table, on the dining room table, and the china broke in half. Muktzah, real muktzah, high-level muktzah. So that would be, we're not talking about danger right now, but that, since you could move it off the table with a brush and a dustpan, that would be the tzorach davar hamoter, therefore you could ask the guy to do it biyadayim. Since you have a way to do it beheter, you could ask a guy to do it. If, however, you wanted to put the piece of china away because it's a valuable piece of china and you wanted to store it somewhere so it would be able to maintain its value for whatever reason, you would not have the heter to move it with a brush and a dustpan. That would not be litzarach davar hamoter. So tiltum atzad would not be permitted for you in that circumstance. And therefore, you would not be able to ask a guy to move it since there's no heter for you, even indirectly. Therefore, you would not be able to ask a guy to do it whatsoever. That's what we learned last time. What I want to add, just one aspect of that halacha in Svara, is why is it mutter? What's the rationale? If I could ask a guy to do something, if it's mutter for me to ask a guy to do something, or not a mutter to ask a guy to do something, why should it depend if I have the capacity to do it beheter, then I could ask him to do it? If I don't have the capacity to do it beheter, then I can't. Why does it depend on what I could do in terms of what I'm allowed? If Amir Lenach is mutter, it's mutter. If it's not mutter, it's not mutter. Look at this very interesting svara quoted from the Sefer Imre Bina. It's quoted in a very interesting sefer, actually. Sefer Amir Lenach, which is a very interesting sefer, very contemporary sefer. He quotes the following svara from the Imre Bina. Shekol Isser Amira, Hushem Yavol Asas Ba'atzma. Why is there an Isra of Amir Lenachri in general? Fundamentally, why is there an Isra of Amir Lenachri? We know there are numerous, there's Dabir Dabar, but one of the suggestions, the Rambam says, is because if you tell a guy to do something, you might do it yourself. That's the point. What's the concern? If I'm asking a guy to do it, I might come to do it myself? Guess what, Joe? You could do it yourself. Okay, you have to use to do it indirectly. But if the hochshash is nothing more than I don't want to tell a guy, Amir Lenachri is also because you might, oh, God forbid, if you tell him to do it, you might do it yourself. It's okay, you could do it yourself. You're not putting yourself in hot water. You're not putting yourself in a dangerous situation by asking a guy to do something on your behalf that you might come to do, because you could do it, beheter. Okay, you might just have to use a little bit of a shinui, a tiltum and hatzad by using a brush and a dustpan instead of your bare hands, that's possible. But it's something that you could do yourself.
I always thought that the guy was like a klachayad in itself. In other words, that the guy
that's
is
a very
like
nice, a, you're saying a very nice story. You're saying that maybe the guy is like a, if you could move a klachayad, so guy is no worse than klachayad. I like your story very much. That's not what he's saying, clearly.
That's what he's saying, but
I'm trying to see if I remember seeing somebody who said it like that. I don't recall, but what you're saying is a nice svara.
Because not you do it directly. You have to go to do some other thing to get it done. And
you're saying it should be no different for me to use a brush and a dustpan, or the brush happens to be a guy and the dustpan happens to be his hand or whatever.
Handle
something like
your
that.
Sponge, whatever.
If you're done svara, you can do kalachiyad, and the guy can do it kalachiyad.
You're right, but we don't have to say it like that. What you said is correct, but we don't have to say it like that.
Yeah, but a guy doesn't keep Shabbos, so what's the whole issue? The issue is that they don't want you to, it's all about you, obviously, right? Because the guy is not chayiv for Shabbos, right? It's That's what it really is, I think. Okay.
Okay. So that was all just to follow up on last week's shir, and I wanted to give this svar. This morning's shir is going to be a different point. This morning's shir is going to be not talking about real mukta, but talking about a klisha malach to l'isser. Real mukta, we said, you only have a heter to ask a guy to move if it is something that you could move, which means that the goal, the purpose of moving it is some sort of heter where you have therefore a heter to use the kilach hayad, to move the kilach hayad, and therefore you could ask a guy to move it directly. What I want to talk now is a klisha malach til iser, a hammer, a wrench. It's out in the rain, and you're not moving it l'tzorach heter. You want to move it so it doesn't get rusty or stolen. Maybe, since anyway we're talking about a klisha malach til iser, which is the lower level of chumrah, lower level of mukta, maybe here we'll find more room for leniency, and we'll permit it to, yes, be taken inside, even just to prevent it from getting ruined in the rain or being stolen. Where does this come to the fore in the most common shiloh or in a very significant shiloh? This happens when you have your silver candlesticks in the sukkah. So if it's yontif, they're not muktzah. If it's yontif, sukkah, Shabbos shechal yos besukkahs, so your wife wants to light the candlesticks in the sukkah, because that's where you're eating, and that's the right place to light. But they're $2,000 candlesticks. She doesn't want to leave them outside in the sukkah for a day and a half. They can chas v'shalom, they can get stolen. So you're not going to be able to take them in. Can't find the heter for you to take them in. It's not l'tzarach gufo. It's not l'tzarach makomo. It's shal yiganev. Okay, you could use cheap tea lights, but it's pashnisht.
No, cheaper candlesticks.
Pashnisht. In this neighborhood?
Doesn't answer the question.
Hey, that's
prejudice.
What?
This is a good time to see we don't have the light into the house. Is that a problem?
So that's the question. The question is, could you ask the guy to take in the candlesticks on Shabbos? Because klishim lach tala iser, and it's doing it l'tzorech the candlesticks, right? Mecham l'tzel or to prevent kaneva. So that's really the shiloh. So that's what we're going to talk about for this year. Says the Magen Avram on Simon Shin Zayin, which is not where we're holding. We're holding in Shin Ches. So in the Simon before us, he quotes an interesting Rambam. Rambam is not really talking about what we're going to be learning about, but the Rambam tells us a fascinating thing. The Rambam talks about a case where a guy walks into your house. Imagine this. Your cleaning lady comes into the house on Shabbos, and she's carrying her cell phone and her... what's a big muksa item?
Child.
What? Her pocketbook. She has her pocketbook. She puts down her pocketbook. You know, she walks into the house, she puts it down right near the front door, and then she starts, you know, getting to work. So could you ask her, Maria, excuse me, please. That was great.
That's what that is.
Oops.
Use Google Translate, duh.
Por favor, please move your pocketbook out of the way. You know, it's right in the front of the, you know, all the guests are going to come, they're going to see a pocketbook right in the smack and then on the dining table in the front. So could you, I mean, it's your pocketbook. I'm not asking her to move my stuff. That we said, there's no tzarech heter, and we're not talking about that yet. But I just wanted her to move her stuff. So let's look at the Rambam. Akam shehevi chafatze b'shabbos v'chnis in the Beis Yisrael. Afilo amrele, he's just quoting a Rambam here. Afilo amrele hinichem b'zavizu mutter. You could tell the guy who's bringing their guy's own stuff in, for whatever reason, the guy's bringing the guy's stuff in, that you could tell the guy, please move your stuff, right? I'm not asking him to move my stuff. I'm telling him to move his stuff because it's out of the way. That's fine, because it's in the way. That's definitely fine. V'kosa magen mishnah, da. Sha'amira la'akum, la'asos meleches ha'akum atzmo, shari. A fascinating kula. If you want to tell a guy to do a malacha for himself, I see Pasquale. Pasquale, he looks like he has a headache. I say, Pasquale, why don't you drive over to the urgent care on Rockaway Turnpike? They'll give you some Tylenol over there. Can I say that on Shabbos? Drive to, why don't you go take care of yourself? So that's mutar l'chatchila. Even, it's not considered dibur iser. It's not considered, certainly, that you might come to do it because it's not for you. So mutar l'chatchila. V'cheftzi ha'akam, continues the Magen Mishnah, what about his possessions? Ilu mafkidon eitz li Yisrael, vafil yevim li Yisrael. Even though he's bringing them into the house and he's sort of putting it down in your house, and it's a pocketbook. I can't move Maria's pocketbook. Kevin Shambiyad Akum, if it's still in the hands. I don't know if it means owned by the guy or if it means in their hands, I'm sure. Let's say it means that it's owned by them. Rasha Lomerlo the Fnosan Ezamokam Shirtsev Enkan Shuis the Shuis Kem Shabiyad Akum. Since it belongs to Maria, I could ask her, please move your pocketbook out of the way. That's going to be mutter. I don't know. I don't know if it means as well. It's still in her hands, but then you don't have the chiddush, because even a Yisrael, if it's still in their hands, might be able to carry it. So that's why biyad might be in their ishus. It's something that is owned by them.
Can I tell her to open the light so she can
win? No, chas v'shalom. So you say, could you tell her to open the light so that you could see?
See the dirt. Yeah. And I need it too.
Well, that's the beginning. That's what the Rebbe of Shamila Anachulasas Melechas Ha'akma. It's for them, then you're allowed to. Yeah, that's the first line from the previous page. Dibidavar concludes the Magen Mishnah. This is the punchline. That was the Magen Mishnah, quoting the Magen Mishnah. Concludes the Magen Avraham. Dibidavar She'ein HaYisrael Nehena Mimenu Mutu La'akum Lomar La'asosav. Anything that the Yisrael does not derive direct benefit from, you're permitted to ask the guy to do. That's a tremendous kula in Hilchos Amrul and Achrus.
But you are drawing benefit. You don't want his thing.
I can't tell him to turn the light of the room for me. I could tell him to.
What about for both? Say, Maria, you look cold.
Maria, you look cold. You could turn on the heat. But that has to be. I mean, we don't play games.
Yeah, but you want the device off your table, not them. So it's for you, not for them.
I think that's what I think he means by biyad akum. If it's something that belongs to the guy, I think it's okay.
Rabbi, did these questions.
If it's for the guy, if you want to, it's Maria, you want to, you, if you, what?
That's okay. You're allowed to have hana once the guy's doing
if
it.
If she did it for herself, then you're allowed to derive the tertiary hana.
If we did,
you're allowed to derive hana secondarily.
Secondarily. Okay.
We'll agree
and disagree.
Says the Prima Gadim on this Magen Avram, even though Shvus betiltul is aser. So he sets down, you should know. Asking a guy to move Muktzah, Amril and Achri, on Muktzah, right? Muktzah is the Rabban, Amril and Achri is the Rabban, it's the double Shvus. Shvus to Shvus isn't Mutter. Shvus to Shvus is Aser. Ask a guy to move Muktzah is Aser. You cannot ask a guy to move Muktzah. And what about the case that we spoke about last week when it's said that you could, it's the Tzorach Davar HaMutter, and you could really be metaltel it yourself? If you use an indirect movement like a broom and dustpan, that's true. But otherwise, if you don't have a heter to use it yourself, it's litzarech. If it's not litzarech for your own, if it's not litzarech to hamutter, you're not allowed to ask a guy to move maktzah. But says the Prima Gadim, if something is a notch lower than regular muktzah, it's only a klisha malachta l'iser. Then look at what he says in number 3. I underlined it. A klisha malachta l'iser tate de akum. Michamal itzel v'shlo yiganev yesh lomar tishari. Listen to the svara he's about to say. He's about to say a fascinating svara. Do you remember we learned earlier that you could move a real muktzah item like a broken kli or something that's muktzah machmas chisaron kis, a real muktzah item, something that's high level muktzah. You're allowed to move it if there's a goal. If the goal is a tzorach davar hamutter. Why? Because you could move it yourself beheter somehow by using it indirectly, moving it indirectly. Says the Prima Gadim, every hammer you could move beheter. Every hammer in the world you could move beheter. How so? If you would need it, litzorach gufo mekomo. Oh, right now I don't. Right now I just don't want it to get rusty. I don't want it to get stolen. But since there's a way for me to move this hammer beheter, therefore, I'm going to be able to move it, even though right now, I'm going to be able to ask the guy to move it right now, even though the only reason why I'm asking him to move it now is only mechamal etzel, shalo yiganev. That's the chiddush of the Prima Gadim. Diba yisrom, etalto behetel, etzorach gufo. So therefore, what is the Prima Gadim telling us? He's telling us a tremendous chiddush. If you want to move something, letzorach davar hamutter, for a permitted purpose to clear off your dining room table, to clear off the floor, that's mutters because you're allowed to do it yourself in an indirect movement. But here, when you want to save something, you want to protect its value, you're not, you wouldn't be able to, there's no heter of moving it indirectly, right? If you want to sweep up the quarters, we talked previously about a case where the quarters fell on the floor, and you want to sweep them up, not to clean the floor, but to save the quarters, that's also for you to do, even with a brush and a dustpan. Tiltum and Hatzad, That's not called, that's the tzarech davar ha'aser. The only time you're allowed to do tiltum and atzad is if it's the davar ha'mutter. And therefore, to sweep them up to save the money, that's the tzarech ha'coins. Tzarech davar ha'aser, and you cannot use a dustpan. And therefore, you cannot ask Maria, please sweep up the coin, please clean the coins either. Please pick up the coins. You can't tell her that. But says the Prima Gadim, but if that same Shiloh would arise, not with coins, which are a high level of muksa, but with a klisha malach to this, or like a hammer, take it inside so it doesn't get rusty, since I have a way to use it beheter, to move it beheter, like the tzarech gufo, to open the coconut, the tzarech mekomo, if it would be on my chair and I need to sit there, so I would be able to move it. So since there's a way to move it beheter, I could move it, I could tell a guy to move it right now, even if it is taking it in from the outside so it doesn't get rusty.
It's a real leap.
It is a real leap.
It's an emergency, and I'm going to be able to do what I can do.
You're saying a very good question. Bethany's asking a great question. You could use this svara, you could like, this is a very dangerous svara, the Prima Gadim is saying. Since I could find some crazy case where it would be mutter for me, therefore you could tell a guy to move it, even though the scenario that the guy's moving it is really a case of iser. The guys just bring it in from getting rusty.
I wouldn't say it's dangerous. I mean, the guy moving things already is like...
So, Mandy, you'll be happy to know that we're going to see Rabbi Kva Eger in three sources who's going to hold like you. Rabbi Kva Eger, as we'll get to in a moment, is going to argue, wait a second. Why is this being moved? Why is this hammer in the rain being moved? For what purpose? For yourself or for the hammer? For the hammer. To protect the hammer.
That's for yourself, though. It's your hammer.
It's called Mechama Litzel, Shlo Yiganev. That's for the hammer's benefit.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Just because there exists the theoretical possibility that in a different world, in a different scenario, where that hammer would happen to be, you know, needed to open a coconut, I could move it. Therefore, I should also be able to move this hammer now when it's sitting in the rain getting rusty. Telling a guy, that's what I mean, by asking a guy. Just because you can't really move this hammer in this situation, where it's sitting outside in the rain, you can't move this hammer in this situation. So why should you be able to move the hammer? Why should you be able to move the hammer in this situation? I'm sorry, why could you ask the guy to move the hammer in this situation if really this situation is not one that's permitted to ask a guy? You have no heter. You have no way if you could ever be, there's no way you could ever move this hammer in this situation. You only have a heter to move a hammer if it is letzorech davar ha'mutter. But if it's getting rusty and you're doing it just to protect the hammer, you don't have any way to move it. So we're going to say, but since hammers in a different scenario could be moved, therefore in this scenario I am allowed to ask a guy to move it? That's going to be Rabbi Kveger's critique of this kula of the Prima Gadim. But let's just get to see that inside. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Tes talks about the halacha of a ner. Now a ner, a lantern, a lamp, candlesticks, have two issues. A, it itself is muktzah, but it's a klisha malach to l'isr. Besides that, there's a separate issue, and that is if a fire is sitting on it when Shabbos comes in, it's a basis for the shalheves. The shalheves is a dvar isr, and therefore the candlestick becomes, besides being a klisha malach to l'isr, it's also going to be a basis for a dvar. It's also considered a muktzah machmas gufo. Because it's a bus, it's for the fire is a muktzah machmas gufo, and it's a bus to the fire, it's a muktzah machmas. So that's going to be there for the candlestick that was lit as Shabbos came in, is worse than a klisha malach to l'isser. It's also going to be a...
Migul tetzasai, you know?
It's also going to be a kli, a bus to the davar ha'isser. So therefore, there is not something that I could do to magically, you know, blow away the klisha malach tel issa status, but there is something that I could do. Those who are in my Gemara Shi on Shabbos afternoon know this. There is something that I could do to prevent it from being considered a basis ladavar ha'aser, and prevent it from being muktzah machmas gufa. What could I do?
Make it tonight.
I can make it tonight and say that even though this right now has a fire on it as Shabbos comes in, any boldom yimena. That's like we learned in the Gemara Sukkah. It says to us number 4, im hisna me'er of Shabbos al ner zeh shi'etaltena mishiyichbe. You made a tanai that you could be metaltel this ner once the fire goes out, meaning You made it that it's not going to become a busis. You made it that it's just because when Shabbos came in, it was holding the fire. But once the fire goes out, we're not going to consider it to be mevutal to that fire. It's only going to be a klisha melachta le'iser. Then mutal tatal achash yichpeh. You're allowed to move it, meaning if it's a tzarek gufa mekama, fine. Continues this the Ramah, v'yesh omrim, maybe tonight doesn't work. Okay, so since there's a question, could this tonight work, not work? Nogin l'talto al yidei eno yehudi, v'en bezeh mishum isra amir l'nachri, hova minakach, hevi ki'ilu hisna la mitchila. That's what the Ramah says, that will allow you to have a guy move this candlestick. Okay, it's a question that tonight works, it doesn't work, but if you do it with a guy, we'll be good. Well, you made it tonight, we'll let you have the, even if you didn't make it tonight, it says, no, you made it tonight. So we'll let a guy move this candlestick. Says the, okay, we can skip the Magen Avraham. Says the Rebbe Kveiger, what's the case of moving this candlestick? This case of moving this candlestick, says the Rebbe Kveger, source number 6, Lechora, after my hachla talta micham letzel, you want to move the candlestick to protect the candlestick. Mikom makom lishtre, you should say that it's mutter, came to yeshlo heter tiltul ba'atzmo, kalacha yadutzoku v'makomo. This was the svar that we had of the Magen Avraham 5 minutes ago, where he said that since you have some other way that you could move the candlestick, or the hammer as we were speaking of, letzoku v'makomo, so even now where your goal is moving it only le, Mechamel itself to protect it from getting rusty, you should also be able to move it. Tzarech Lomer says the Prima Gadim, no. I'm sorry, says Rebbe Kveger, no. We're not going to give that heter. I'm sorry, the Prima Gadim gave the heter. Before it says Rebbe Kveger, no. Tzarech Lomer, did Tzarech Shehei Efshar Mendi, this is what you said before. Did Tzarech Shehei Efshar Lo Letaltolo Ba'atzmo, Letzorech Ha'inyan, Kefi Shemetaltolo Ata Ayadei Nachri. When do we say that you could ask a guy to move something? If in the present usage, in the present reason of moving it, you're allowed to move it yourself with some other way, then you could ask the guy to move it however he wants. But if in the present situation that you're in right now, which is you want to have the guy, you want to have this not get lost, not get ruined, not get rusty, that's not a heter. I can't move it right now to prevent it from getting rusty. I can only move it with Tzarek Gufa Mekama. And therefore, the Rebbe Kveh Eger is machmir in this Shaila, and he says you would not be able to move a hammer. You would not be able to ask a guy to bring in the hammer from the rain, and equally, you would not be able to ask a guy to bring in the candlesticks from the sukkah.
But you could go get a nut and crack it with the hammer.
That is permitted. Yeah, if you wanted to do harama and find yourself a coconut, knock on all the doors on the block and find yourself a coconut, so I need to bring the hammer in. Yeah, but what are you going to do with your candlesticks?
Same thing.
Yeah, get a coconut to do with your candlesticks. Your wife will take the coconut and apply it to your head. With great force. Well, Fizah, the Rebbe Kveger concludes on the top of the next page. You want to be for the guy to take something inside so it doesn't get stolen. Using what svara? Based on the fact that you can move it, these are two different things. We're not going to permit that. Well, if he's that, concludes Rebbe Kveh Eger, Yehei hadin deklisha malachta le'iser, Oster lo ma'lenachri letalta lo shal yiganev. After yesh lo heter ba'atzmo tzor gufa makomo, but if that's not your goal, you do not have a heter. So what do we have, Rebbe? So let's sum everything up. If I have a goal of moving something for a permitted purpose, so since I could do it indirectly, I could ask a guy to move it indirectly. However, if I want to move something for not a heter purpose, just to protect the item, to make sure the item doesn't get stolen, and there is no heter for me to move it. But if it's only a klisham laftal iser, then the prima godin was mekel. And this Rebbe Kveger says, no, since in this scenario there's no way to move it beheter, so you can't ask a guy to move it either. We have Rabosai Machlokas, prima godin against Rebbe Kveger in an iser of mukza. What should we follow?
What's Rebbe Kveger's basis for saying this? Is he just machmer?
No, I think it's a very strong svara. He's saying, the case that's before us, could a Jew do it indirectly? Right now I have a hammer in the rain. I have candlesticks in the sukkah and I don't want it to get stolen. Does a Jew have any heter to move it? Any way? No, is there any way a Jew could move it? Could he move it with a brush? Could he take a brush and put it on a dustpan and carry it into the candlesticks aside? No, he can't.
Not as it stands.
Not as it stands. In a different scenario, if it would be, a candlestick sitting on his chair, he'd be able to move it out of the way if it's on his chair. But that's not the scenario he's in. And that's what the Rebbe Kveger is calling. That's Beis Inyanim. What?
What if we put it on a tray with something that's moved to Gandhi? So it's
then, that's going to be a shaila of basis, l'davar ha-mutter, l'davar ha-asr. And we define the buses as, again, you're going to have to talk about a diamond ring. Nothing less than a diamond ring, presumably. You're going to have, it's a buses of Dabra Hamutter Veha Aser, which is defined, the bus is defined by that which is greater value. So the diamond ring is a $5,000 ring, and the Leichter only $2,000, so $5,000 is greater than $2,000. So then this is considered, then this buses will be able to be moved, but we're not learning buses yet. That's going to be a whole different question.
You still have to put it before Shabbos. You know, have to be the whole
The diamond ring would have to be there before, the entire duration of Ben Hashmash.
If your wife made the challah, that's priceless.
If your wife made the fachal, then it's priceless. Okay. So Rabbosai, I don't want to get into bus. That's going to be another shmooze. So how do we pass? We have a machlokas Rabbosai, Rebbe Kveger, and Prima Gadim, and Hilchas Mukta. Again, in the scenario where there's a klisha malach to l'isser, like a hammer in the rain, or silver candlesticks in the sukkah, can I bring them inside? To protect the hammer, to protect the silver candlestick, so they don't get stolen. Paskins the Mishnah Brua in this machlokas. L'taltel ayidei eno Yehudi, haynu, afilum eno tzarech lo letzarech gufu makomo. Rak shelo yiganev o shelo yipaseid, it's mutter. The Mishnah Brua is mekel on this machlokas, like whom? Like the Prima Gadim's Kula against Rebbe Kveger. I am not happy with the last word. I'm very unhappy that the Mishnah Brura wrote the word achronim. I would have been much happier, because it makes you sound like, whenever he says achronim, it makes you sound like, yeah, everyone holds like this. And you and I know full well, that that's not true at all. It's not like, oh, yeah, everyone holds like this. That's not true. No, there could be others, but happens to be a Rebbe Kveger who says this is aser. And he just says, oh, achronim say it's okay. It would have been much nicer if you could have said, Prima Gadim, or Prima Gadim and whoever other Achronim. It would have been much nicer if he would have cited for us.
In the two ones now.
That's a different place, that's correct. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah paskens like this. Elsewhere in our Simen and Shinches, also that it's Klisha Malach to L'Issa, that you are permitted to move it if you worry that it's going to get stolen. He says it's Mutter Al Yedei Goy. Here he does quote the Prima Gadim. And yeah, let's just see the Shmir Shabbat as we're finishing up this discussion. Let's just see the psak in the Shmir Shabbat Kilchasa. He presents it very clearly. Mutter lomar lenachri b'Shabbos letaltel klisha malach to l'isur kmo patish gam im kavanaso shelo yiskalkev lo yiganev. Why? Mikavan shelo Yehudi ba'atzmo mutter letaltel letzorach gufo mekomo shelakli. Okay, now. We don't like this svara so much. It hurts us when we hear this svara. It's like, mutter, come on. It's not a geshmak svara. It's not a geshmak svara. Since you could move it for some other situation, therefore, even in now this situation where I don't want it to get stolen, I should also be able to move it. That was Rabbi Kveger's critique. And we appreciate his critique. But nevertheless, we're still making the shaila. And therefore, mutter lo mer lenachri b'Shabbos lahasir es ha-pamotot, the silver candlesticks min ha-shulchan, of course, if the candles are extinguished, because otherwise it would be a higher level mukta. As long as no, forget it, whatever. That's getting into a second issue. If you made it tonight, I don't want to get into the tonight aspect. Skip to the second last line. Mutal asas ken gam kishenu tzarich l'makom. If you made it tonight, again, we're not getting into the tonight. El shanachim esas hapamotas rak kadesh lo yigon v'osam o kadesh lo yiskaklu. That will also be mutter. To finish off this topic with a different aspect, what would happen, Rabbosai? If it comes to, this was a kula that we just said by a klisha malach to l'isser. We just said that a klisha malach to l'isser, we are, even though it's a machlokas, I'm sorry, klisha malach to l'isser, that you're moving to protect the item, so that it doesn't get stolen, it doesn't get ruined. We said it's machlokas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Prima Gadim, Mishabur is Mekel, like the Prima Gadim, that you are allowed to ask the guy to move it. But what about if something is a laptop? A laptop which is Muktzmach Maschisarn Kis, and you left it in the rain, or you left it on the front porch. You bring in a bunch of bags, Erev Shabbos from the car, and you left your briefcase on the front porch. So if we stop now, theoretically, Amrila Nachri is mutter when what? If it's a klisha malachtel, is there maybe, then you're allowed to protect it from getting stolen. A laptop is not a klisha malachtel iser. It's muktzah chisaron kis, which is a higher level of muktzah. So I don't have that kula. What about the kula that we did last week, the beginning of today, that you could move it indirectly, so you could ask a guy to move it. Could you move a laptop indirectly? No. You can move it indirectly if it's in your way. You can move it indirectly if you need it for Litzorach Davar HaMutter, but to protect it from getting stolen or ruined by the rain, you can't move it indirectly. So you have no hat. There's no way that you yourself, with your hands, could move this laptop on the front porch or in the rain. The only problem is, it's a $1,500 MacBook. It's a Hefsid Gadol. So would that be a separate heter? That even theoretically, you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to, of course not. You're not even allowed to ask a guy to move it, because it's not a klisha malachtel iser, which we were just making on. And it's the higher level of mukta, which only is mutter to move if it's litzarach davar hamutter, but not to protect the mukta item itself. So then we have only one kula. And that's a kula of a separate halacha that has nothing to do with anything we talked about this morning, and that's nothing to do with hilchas mukta. A separate kula of a shvus to shvus b'makom tzarech gadol. You've heard of shvus to shvus makom mitzvah. There's something called shvus to shvus makom choli. There's also shvus to shvus makom tzarech gadol, like a hefsan meruba. This has nothing to do with hilchas mukta. We're going to finish with this. It says the Shulchan Aruch in hilchas shin zayin. Hilchas shin zayin is the isurim hatulim b'dibur, like isur amila nachri. Davar she'enu malacha. Veno asu lasos b'shavus el mishum shvus. Something that's only an isur d'rabbanim. Nothing to do with mukta. Any isur d'rabbanim. You're allowed to tell a yisrael, like turning off a light. Mutu li'yisrael lomar le'enu yehudi lasos b'shavus, as long as it's either v'hu she'yesh amikzas choli. Oh yeah, the tzarech. The davar tzarech harbi, so it's very necessary. Om mipnei mitzvah. It's called a shvus to shvus de bimakom. Fill in the blank.
The tibur.
Tibur might even be a little bit more meka.
Okay.
It's a shvus to shvus makom choli, shvus to shvus makom mitzvah, shvus to shvus makom tzarech harbi. And says the Mishnah Brura in source number 12. I'm masik the davke bimakom hefset gadol. This leniency, which we're going to apply, and that you're allowed to tell a guy to do any malacha d'rabbanan, Amir Lanachri is one, and it's the Isser is itself only an Isser d'rabbanan, so it's a double d'rabbanan, is only going to be permitted to be employed if it's a Hefsed Gadol, a MacBook. If it's a $20 calculator, thank you, that's getting ruined in the rain or it'll get stolen, I don't think you could ask the guy to bring it in.
Would that also fall out of the category of Mukta Machmas and
Sarn Kiss? You're saying it might. That's a different question. That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, so this is just a side point that, again, to keep in mind that even if you don't have any other kula, and there's no heter at all to move a laptop, not by you, not even by you asking a guy. But if there's a hefsed gadol, then you have a different way to achieve a kula, not through hilchas mukta, but through hilchas drabanans. With any time there's a shvus to shvus makom hefsed meruba, you're allowed to ask the guy to do an isur drabanan to prevent a hefsed meruba.
And all this is not talking about remez. I mean, remez is a whole different story.
Remez is a different story. Yeah. Okay. Anytime you're allowed to do amrila nachri, you're allowed to do it straight.
Outright
Amir. Outright Amir.
Remez is a different story.
Yeah. Could you apply this to the Leichter?
Can you apply this to the Leichter?
Which is a really.
Well, yes and no. You shouldn't, if you know, this doesn't work lechatchila. This only works post facto. Meaning, if you found yourself, I left my. You're not supposed to. Right. If you're supposed to, you're not supposed to leave your laptop on the front porch, assume you'll just tell Maria later to take it in. If you left it there, so I don't think you could engineer a mitchila. If you know you're going to leave your leichter and say, oh, but it's, I have some ruba for me to... No, it's just that we give you leniency because you're stuck. If you engineer the situation, I don't think we give you that heter.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.